Hey guys, welcome back to Cool Dog. As you may be probably wondering, why am I the only one here right now? And where's Auxel? Usually you all do those together and stuff, and then you have people on. Also, why are you looking at the camera? Well, there's nobody else here, and Auxel is in the hospital because he got his back blown out. So, that happened. And, you know, he's doing great. He's doing some physical therapy. And, you know, he's looking good. He's looking good. He'll probably be back next episode. I can't speak. But, you know, whatever. But, yeah, welcome back to Cool Dog. It's just me this episode. I know I technically could have gotten a guest on. And I wanted to get a girl. But then I was like, I don't know any girls to talk to. And then I cried. But then after I was done crying, I was like, okay, Auxel has an episode where he's just by himself. What if I had my own episode where I'm by myself, and then I asked people to send me their things they need advice with on voice memo or voicemail, and then from there, I can just, you know, help people with advice, Hoover Helps, HH, Hulk Hogan. But yeah. And before people fucking ask me and say, oh, you forgot. I did not forget. Comment of the week is all fucking discombobulated because on the Super Mega Cast, that's after this one, we read the Average Harry comments, I think. Because that was the last episode that we had out. But then I realized Prezzo's was recorded before all of those. So then we haven't even read any of the comments that are off that episode, I think. And so then I realized, you know, let's do that first. Let's go to the Prezzo one. And then I was like, let's sort by new. See if there's any new comments that are good. 3 weeks ago, Miro Bobira, this episode felt like I was sitting at the weird kid's lunch table. That's not exactly what you said. I just fucking paraphrased it. It was, this episode felt like I was sitting with the weird kids at lunch. Don't know why I read it the first way. I'm getting used to, like, filming by myself without a chat. It's weird. It's actually, like, so weird because I have to fucking sit here alone in my thoughts. And, like, I don't get any feedback and I don't know how I'm doing. And it's like, okay, whatever. But, Mira Bobira, thank you so much for that kind, I guess, comment. You get the star. And Maxi G's, I don't know if I even said this on the last episode, but he asked for a star on, Average Cherry's podcasts, and you're going to get minus one. So go fuck yourself. But, yeah, we're back from LA. I'm trying to think about anything there's, like, actually to talk about before I even dive into the fucking, what's it called? The voice memos. Because that's the thing, too, is, like, I get that I have to do a podcast. I have to sit here for, like, an hour talking to a camera, but I don't have a chat or anything, and so it's like, oh, what am I have to talk about? We went to LA. You'll probably hear about that on the Super Mega Cast. But if you don't, it was really fun. Had a great time. Really inspired. Feeling good. Feeling great. And ready to conquer the world now. I honestly, like, I just need to make a lot of money, I think. That's definitely a thought I had when I was in LA. Definitely because of the fact that I lost all my money. Kind of. While I was in LA, but, you know, it's also, like, one of those things I never thought of. I'm like, oh, if you have, like, a lot of money, then you don't have to worry about that. So then I was like, okay, maybe I should make some more money. Also, I got my fucking, this could be the ADHD podcast since Auxel's not here. Does anyone else get their fucking blanket stuck in their wheel? When, like, okay, this is very niche, but if you're, like, a gamer sitting with a desk with an office chair, do you ever, like, put on a cover? First of all, if you do, because it's so cold, do you ever get the fucking blanket caught in the wheel and then you're like, oh, this is the fucking worst? Because that happens to me maybe 3 times a week, and then every single time I knock down the wall from fall, and it just falls down every time because it's real. It's real wood for visual learners. No. I mean, Why do, I don't even know why I said for visual learners, for audio listeners. For audio listeners, I just tapped my backdrop, which is a fucking wall. A wood wall. And it's not real, but you like to keep the illusion alive. But yeah, LA was fun. Oh my God, I just went off. I didn't even talk about LA. I just talked about my fucking blanket. LA was fun. Matt Watson, I love him to death. Without him, that trip would never have been possible. And so everyone, type something nice about Matt Watson in the comments. And then I'll pick a star for that. Because he deserves it. He deserves the world. And you all deserve some fucking advice. And I haven't listened to any of these. I'm not gonna lie. I have not listened to a single one because I want to be surprised. And I want to just be like, oh. Oh my God, they just dox me or whatever. And if they do dox me, then I'm just going to like bleep it. I'm like, oh, insert here, I got doxed. So, yeah. Some of them are also 5 minutes long, and I'm like, Like, I don't know if I have that time. Like, I get that, like, you have a problem, and I asked you all for advice and, like, whatever. But, like, 5 minutes is, like, already a lot of time and, like, in general, but like 5 minutes out of an hour is like what? Somebody do the math. Now I'm like Theo Vaughn. Somebody do the math, man. That's like a quadrillion seconds. But no, that is like a crazy amount of time. But you know what I'll start with? I'll start with Danny, who submitted this a minute ago. There's 119 of these. I doubt I'll even touch 10. But Danny, let's see what you have to say.
Hi, Hoover. I need some help.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Me and my friend cannot stop singing the song OMG by New Jeans. What do I do? Literally, whenever I go over to her room, it's, oh, my God. So, like, what do we do? I know that you've heard this song. And I know that you know how catchy it is. How can we break this curse? Because this song has been plaguing us for so long, and we need to stop singing it, but it's like a virus. Once someone starts singing it, everyone keeps singing it. And, like, not even that...
Okay, I'm just going to cut you off right there. You got the amount of words for the essay? You got the amount of words for the essay, okay? You don't need to, like, keep saying that you got it stuck in your head. I get it. I appreciate you calling for the concern. I would simply just advise you all to listen to some better music. Like Scaring the Host. New JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown collab album. I sound like Anthony Fantano. Actually, no. That's just not what you all should be listening to. Just listen to like Karma. Listen to like something fun. Charlie XCX. Yeah. I keep leaving dead air, but like I kind of love it. I don't know what it is. It makes me feel like I'm on like the radio. Makes me feel like I'm on the radio. All right, ruler of this world, call in. Let's see what you have for me to talk about.
Hey, Hoover, how is your day?
Good.
I just wanted to know if you are a top or a bottom.
Okay, well, is there more to this?
Or a switch.
Okay, well, no, that's... I was going to say maybe they're talking about something else.
And are you a dom?
Okay, well, no, yeah, exactly. I'm not going to be answering that comment. No, not my alley. Thank you very much, but no. This one's from Kylie, by the way, guys. This is going to be a very scuffed episode. I don't care. It's going to be a scuffed Hoover House episode. You know, you're stuck with the uncle that, like, gives you ice cream in the morning while your parents are, like, on vacation. So, deal with it.
Hey, Hoover. I just want to know if you were President Hoover during, you know, like, then. And what was your experience being literal president of the U.S.?
I'm going to start to realize. Maybe I should have listened to these before I fucking clicked anything. Because, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I want to have genuine shock factor. But I also, like, these, I don't know what they're going to say. So then talking about what was like being President Hoover, it was awesome. It was cool. Wish I knew what you said before I listened to 16 seconds. But, you know, That's my fault. And you know, we'll listen to Lexapro next. Because they have a minute long. And I feel like that's a good problem length, hopefully. And if it's anything, so help me God, not serious. Skipped.
Over, I need help.
Okay, there we go.
I sent one, but literally, you please just respond to this. Okay, so I was stalking my ex, and I went through
his Whoa. Pause. Pause right there. Guys. Textbook 101. Don't stalk people.
One of his highlights. Okay, so.
Go back to it. Keywords here.
I was stalking my ex.
Stalking my ex? Girl. Move on.
And I went through his highlights, right?
Oh, my God.
And one of his highlights, he posted 4 hours ago.
Oh, my God.
Which means he's going to know I was stalking him. And he has other posts, so he knows that I was just went through his highlights. And I think he just broke up with his girlfriend, too.
Also, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and I get this as a role play thing because nobody that fucking watches or listens to our podcast gets play. Sorry, it's the truth. Moxell says it mostly. I'm just going to try to throw him under the bus as much as possible. Just kidding. But not kidding. No, I don't know what you want from me. Also, I can't do this. I can't do this. Like, you sitting here and, like, talking about, like, how you like, were stalking their account and then, like, you got caught. Like, what am I supposed to do? Be like, oh, there was a glitch in the system. They actually weren't hacked. Move on. You got to move on. If they're ex and you're stalking, move on. It's harder done than said. Hi. This one is for, I keep fucking forgetting, dude. My brain is, like, all over the place. All over. Okay? I'm going to take a chill pill. I'm going to slow down. Whew. All right. Good thing I didn't have another, like, guest on because I feel like I would be... I don't even know what I would be. I'd be going crazy, bouncing off the walls. And the thing is, too, you're probably like, oh, Hoover's definitely recording this at, like, I don't know, 3 p.m. Well, I'm actually recording it at 4 a.m. I've been doing my own thing the past couple of days. I should have found a person probably to do the podcast with. But, you know, again, I'm doing my solo thing. Next one's from Nonya. And we're going to get right into this advice.
Hi, Hoover. I would absolutely adore to get your glorious advice on this.
Okay.
But recently I've been thinking about how at any second the world could end and the earth could just implode and it would all be over. And, you know, that really used to scare me. But recently it's been bringing me a bit of peace, actually. Mm. It's been calming me. And I just want to know. Should I be concerned, or is this just what maturing is like? Is this just like the normal thoughts as you get older? Let me know. Mm-hmm. Be brutally honest. Tell me if I should schedule extra therapy appointments. Thank you so much. Have a glorious day.
Thank you so much, Nonya. I actually will advise everyone that's watching to get more. This is dunking on everyone. Get more therapy sessions because, you know, you never have too much therapy. And if you need to talk to somebody, you should probably do it more than you are setting yourself to do. Okay? Especially if you watch this podcast. Again, I don't know why I keep dunking on everyone that watches. I love you all. I do. But, yeah. About the whole, like, realizing that you can die at any second, I used to be the exact same way where I used to live, like, my own little anxiety bubble in my head when I was a little kid where I used to, like, purposely look up shit, like, how far away is Yellowstone? And then I see, like, the fucking volcano shit and, like, when that's going to erupt and, like, what that does. And, like, I look at the fucking map where it's like, oh, you're right here. Dust and ash and fire. Your house will catch on fire. You'll probably die within a week. And then I'm like, oh, no. Like, that's going to happen in my lifetime. Probably won't. Probably won't even be in the circle. But it is one of those things where I'm like, oh, I'm going to, like, die. Like, I'm going to die from this thing. It could happen at any moment. Things that are, like, that can happen at any moment, I used to freak the fuck out over. Now, not so much because of the fact that, like, you know, I'm on Prozac. I'll be the first to admit it, you know. Tells me out. But that also looked like I did coke. I was just sniffling. Sorry to all the audio listeners. But. But. Without even the fucking Prozac, whatever. I think it is just one of those things of growing up where, like, you just kind of got to realize that, like, at any moment, anything could happen. You got to expect the unexpected, but at the same time, it's unexpected for a reason. You didn't expect it coming. So don't even try, in a way, to expect the unexpected, because you can't expect unexpected. Unexpected, expected, expected. You know what I mean? But, no, yeah, I'm definitely the exact same way. It's just one of those things where I just realized at a certain point, you know, we all are on this earth for a certain amount of time. Nothing's for granted. Like, people love to fucking say that shit where it's like, nothing's for granted other than paying taxes and dying. But, like, you don't have to, like, I'm not going to go there. But you know what I mean, right? Those are the two things, apparently, to fucking millennials. They're guaranteed. And, you know, it's one of those things that I've just taught myself more and more as I've gotten older, too, to just be like, I can't focus on stuff that could happen, but, like, probably won't. And just, like, have my mind filled with this constant anxiety of, like, oh, at any moment, like, they could die. That person could die, get hit by a car. I could die. Like, you know, all this shit is just, like, it's not good for your brain to just be constantly on thinking about it when you should just be living in the present and realizing, you know, I'm here now. We're all alive. We're all hanging out. We're doing our thing. You know, it's scary to think about what might happen, but let's focus on this now. And if anything happens, you know what I mean? Then you go from there. But it is just one of those things where, you know, you just can't really focus too much on stuff like that because it's just not good. It's just not going to do you any justice. Constantly thinking about that stuff, it's not going to prepare you either, because, like, I've had stuff happen that are literally unexpected and I think I can expect it, but then when it happens, you're not prepared and you just don't know how you can deal with stuff. Which I don't know if this is me giving a trauma dump or inspiration. I don't know how people might be taking this tone, but what I'm trying to say is that, like, you know, it is good to just kind of realize that anything can happen. You just live your life and that's all you can do. Because that's all we can really do, you know, just live our life, do the best we can, be nice and courteous, and I don't know, try not to worry as much. But I get it. It's one of those things where it's easier said than done. But yeah, hopefully that helps. Question mark. Yeah. Kai, next up.
Hi, Hoover. Hi, Oxo.
Okay, well, skip. If I hear any about fucking Oxo, I'm out of there. Don't care about your problem. He doesn't care about your problem. Mariah.
Hey, Hoover.
Thank you.
And I just need some advice because I think I hate my best friend.
Ooh.
And, you know, we've been best friends for like 7 years. And it's just, like, I hate being around her all the time. And, you know, okay. Like, this is serious because, like, I can't just stop talking to her. I know it's, like, it's confusing, but I hate her. Like, everything she says, it's just, like, oh, dude, don't. I don't know. And I don't know what to do because I can't keep doing it. So, how do I stop this routine? And how do I get her to leave me alone? Thanks. Love you.
I would probably fake a death. Just, like, completely be unhinged. Fake a death in the family. Say that you need some time off. No, that is definitely a scenario that you're in. I don't know why I said it like Stompa. That's definitely a scenario that you're in, bruh. No, that's definitely something that, like, it's just difficult dealing with friends that, like, you have for a while, and then at a certain point, you're like, I don't exactly even know why I'm friends with this person. They're not making me feel too good. Maybe I need a change, they need a change, or this needs to end, or something. And it sounds like you're spending too much time, so maybe it's, like, one of those things where you're like, you don't spend as much time. You're like, oh, I'm gonna go watch a Twitch stream and use money to pay for, you know, pay for like Chibli Subway lunch, and you can do that. But it is also one of those things too where, you know, if you take that break and come back and it's still not working, then maybe it is just one of those things where you just gotta bite the bullet and you just gotta be like, hey, I'm not feeling too good about this. Maybe they're gonna open up, and if they're your friend, they can understand, you know, where the problem is, or like maybe what they've been doing wrong, or maybe they're like, ah, I'm sorry about that. I've been feeling this way because, or whatnot. And then, yeah, I mean, if anything, it's like you take the break, come back doing good, or you take a break somehow, say you just need some space, and you're like, I don't think we should be friends anymore, which it happens. Stuff like that happens all the time. You know, people drift apart. They go and do other things. You don't always have to stay with the same group of friends throughout your whole life. As much as it is fun to, and like, have people along for the ride and stuff like that, sometimes it just doesn't end up like that, where, you know, naturally you all would just drift apart or get different interests. And it's like, the only thing that you can do in that is just separate yourself from it and, you know, do the uncomfortable thing of being like, hey, I don't really like this. I don't know if I should be friends with you anymore. And if they don't want to be, then that's that. And it sucks. Been there multiple times. That's why I'm not saying this like, oh, sociopathically cut off your friend that you've known for 8 years and then don't cry or like do anything. Just move on to the next chapter and your next friend and don't even think about it. Don't look back. Not like that at all. I mean, mostly just like, I don't know. It's just like, it's one of those things, if you do it earlier on, you're only saving yourself more time of fucking dealing with that shit. Because then you're going to be like, going to like a, I don't know, going to another podcast in like a month being like, I still don't like this person. Can you all help me maybe? And then they're like, no, pay for our Patreon. And then we're like, okay, wait, we should do a Patreon too. Besides that, yeah. Okay, there is somebody that I almost just read out their name. I'm gonna have to read out their name. Because it's 42 seconds, and you know, I'm like, okay, is that like a good one or is that like a bad one? But their name is Mike Space. This is the last name, Ox Small. Full name, Mike Hawk Small. Huh. So funny, guys. Really funny.
Hey, man.
Okay, I'll listen to what Mike has to say, though.
So, my silly little problem is that I have a heterophobic friend who's also homophobic. Yeah.
I do, too. He's not on the podcast this episode.
Try solving that one. Basically, they're a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of nothing at the same time.
Okay, get on with it.
Don't even know what the fuck is the difference between LGBT and OB lights.
What?
Anyways.
Okay, I don't know what that... Get some more sleep, drink some water. Like, I don't even know what that even means. What? I don't know. I'm not gonna go anymore. I don't know. Kate!
Hi, Hoover. I keep hearing rats in my ceiling, and a maggot burrowed its way out from the ceiling. There's still a hole there. Is this because there's a rotting corpse up there, or am I okay? Do I need to call an electrician to fiddle around up there? Figure out
electrician?
Dead old lady dying and rotting in my ceiling?
I'm not gonna lie, like, this is your accent, and I think it's cool accent. I wish I had a cool accent like that. I'm not gonna lie, I thought that was like a Sinjin Drowning viewer that was like, there's a Rhett, like Rhett McLaughlin, in my ceiling. But now I'm starting to tie together, I think you said rat. Hold on.
Ceiling and,
hold on, wait, what was it?
I keep hearing rats in my ceiling and...
Okay, now I'm still not even sure. Is it rats? Rats? Rhett's?
I keep hearing rats in my ceiling and a maggot burrowed its way out from the ceiling.
a maggot borrowed its way. It borrowed some money. Burrowed its way out. Yeah, I don't know if you should get an electrician for that. I think you need to, like, contact some kind of animal control first. Because the thing is like, I've had... What have we had in our house? We've had a bat come into our house before. We had raccoons that were living in our chimney. And we had to get out once. We've had, like, a bunch of other random animals, like rats, mice, whatever. Name it, we probably had at some point come through our house. And usually if you smell something that's rancid and you can't put your finger on it and it smells like death, it probably is. So, like, go up there and, like throw it away. Throw it away. It's gross. Tired rant on town and privilege in the industry. This is exclaims what is going on, but it's 5 minutes long. My feeble brain can't even process, let alone 30 seconds. So, best wishes to you. But next up, you know, we'll play one from Anonymous. See if Anonymous is good, because this is the 100th entry that we had.
Okay. So, I'm really bad at making friends with people. Because I don't really know how to, like... I feel like I haven't made friends with someone in so long that I've, like, forgotten how to do that. Because I don't like being uncomfortable, and talking to people I don't know very well makes me really uncomfortable, so I just avoid it. But I know that I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do you have any advice on, like, how to make friends with people, I guess.
Oh my gosh, I hope you're doing okay. I don't know if that was you, like, laughing or crying, but I'm going to tell you right now, the one thing that I've always tried to be within meeting new people or whatever, a lot of people probably would be like, oh, be nice. I feel like that's just assumed. You should always be nice when meeting people. I feel like that shouldn't be, like, something that's even too hard. But it is one of those things where I just feel like I always just try to be funny. Like, I just try to make a joke. I try to, like, figure out what their humor is, and then I just try to figure out how I can make them laugh. And when I make somebody laugh, then that's how I get more comfortable and how I, like, break down that barrier of, like, oh, this is, like, a completely random new person. Because I'm actually, like, oh, it's surprising. Not really. In, like, real life, I would probably say I'm, like, way more not wanting to be talking to new people, doing any new things. Like, online, I don't care. Like, I can do the fucking whole TikTok shit because it's, like, it's on a screen that's, like, this big. It's not that big. And so I don't have to, like, put all my brain power on this thing. Or, like, not this thing, not the person, like, my phone. And so I don't get as nervous. But in real life, it's, like, one of those things where you just can't avoid it. You know what I mean? And also, I did not avoid it when I was going from 8th grade to high school because all my friends were going to one school. But then I was also looking at this other school that none of my friends were going to. And I was like, that kind of looks cool. What if I went to that school, even though I don't know anybody there and I don't have any friends? And I ended up going there. And it was one of those things where, like, for the first 2 days, I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I don't know anybody here. And I was, like, kind of freaking out. But then you kind of just, like, you know, hang out. I kind of was just hanging out in the lunchroom. And then I was like, oh, who can I sit by? And you just have to, like, try to push yourself outside your comfort zone as much as you can. And it doesn't have to be, like, big leaps where it's like, oh, go talk to 15 people on one day, make a friend that day, and make sure they don't leave you for a month. You don't need to do any, like, crazy shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, it could just be like, oh, one thing that I did today was I, like, complimented somebody on some shit. Because nobody's gonna be pissed off at a compliment. If you're like, hey, I really like your shoes, and you really mean it, they're gonna be like, hey, thank you, it's cool, thank you, I spent $500 on them, they're Gucci or whatever. I don't know, but, you know, it's just shit like that, tiny little things that, like, you can work up your way to, you know, get into a place where you're more comfortable talking with people normally. Because I can't even do that by myself. I can't even do that right now with this fucking podcast. But it is one of those things still where I've kind of realized even in the last year, it's one of those things too where I haven't been pushing myself outside of the comfort zone in a while. And I'm like, you know, I used to do it a lot. I used to like kind of, you know, once I was bored with something, I just kind of move on to the next thing. And I kind of was just like content for a while. And, you know, you just can't be content sometimes with being, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't even know what I'm saying. Now I'm trying to sound like an Andrew Tate rant. Or I don't even know what I'm saying. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, baby steps. From What About Bob, it's baby steps. And, you know, maybe just try to compliment somebody that you think is cool. Be like, hey, like your shoes. And then they're like, thank you. They're Skechers or whatever the fuck. I don't know. But that's just how usually I deal with that shit. Because I'm also awful at talking with new people. I don't know how to talk when I can't make jokes. As obvious by this pod. And yeah. Hopefully that helps. Next is John Kennedy. I don't know if this is the real John Kennedy or what. But I mean, I'm down to listen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I'm watching Germa.
Okay. Never mind. It's not the real John Kennedy. I don't think they watch Germa. Next one, Ella.
First of all, I've got a real fucking problem with you guys.
Whoa. What the hell?
Posting an episode for the past 2 fucking weeks.
Okay. Oxel got his back blown out, so blame it on him.
How do you guys find something to do when there is nothing to do? On the weekends, I literally have nothing to do. That's literally it. I think the best I can do is like go on a walk, and that's like how I stay productive for the day, or like go to the grocery store.
That's good.
Is there anything else that like entertains you guys, or like a hobby that doesn't involve phone screens that you really like? Because I have 70 hours on Stardew Valley right now, and I've been playing for 2 months.
Good question, Ella. Oxo would probably say something like, I like to go, I don't know why he's about to sound like Rocky. Like, I'm going to go, hey, it's me, Rocky. It's me, Oxo. I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. I don't know. Oxo would probably tell you to read, because he's been reading, which is also really good, I will say. Gets the mind flowing. I do Wordle. That's my thing that like gets my brain flowing, but that's a screen. But, you know, sometimes reading an actual book and not looking at a screen is kind of fun. And, you know, you can learn a lot from those books. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't really even do a whole lot when I do know what I'm doing on the weekend. So that's kind of my problem right now. I'm trying to answer that. Because I would say, like, oh, watch Sopranos. Or, you know, I don't know, go on Twitch. Or go try to do something. But then I realized recently, doing the Super Mega Cast and making the fucking painting for Matt, honestly, like drawing and like listening to music, that's a fun time. And like, that's something that you can just like do mindlessly. You don't have to do anything good. You don't have to try. You can just scribble for all you fucking care. Stuff like that is just kind of fun to keep your mind at bay or whatever. And I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, riding your bike. I don't know. I'm saying that like, like the bike man. But, I mean, going outside for a walk is nice. Getting some fresh air. Yeah, going to, like, a favorite store. Or just finding, like, any reason to go outside. Like, just anything random. Be like, oh, haven't been to this place in a while. Or maybe go see Grandma. Maybe go see Grandma and Grandpa. Mimi and Papa. They've been asking about you. And they saw your grades and to explain yourself. So yeah, next up we got Sophia.
Hi Oxel.
Okay. Hi, it's me, Oxel. I don't know, go with it.
Have y'all ever had a pregnancy scare? Because I did.
Whoa!
Advice on it from 2 white men.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're only going to get 1 white man. And the only pregnancy scare I ever had when I was a little baby, like I was like, what, kindergarten? Not even kindergarten. It would probably be like a little bit more than that. Like second grade, third grade. And I'd go on, I'd be like fascinated with like weird shit on YouTube. And I used to like look up like things that like weren't possible. So then I used to, this is my brain as a little kid, okay? I used to be like, okay, can a man give birth? And then I remember very distinctly my brain watching a video about how a man gave birth to a child. And there was a moment in my brain genuinely that felt fear that I could get pregnant at some point. Because I did not want to have that baby. Like, I did not want to give birth to a baby. I was like, that's going to hurt so much. That's scary. I don't want to do that shit. So then I actually, like, at one point was scared to death of getting pregnant in the future and having a baby. So I would say, yeah, that's the only pregnancy scare we've ever had. Sometimes you just have to cry because it makes the laughter more. I don't know. I try to like play that off with a quote, but I'm just Juice Pouch Joe. What do you have to talk about for 2 minutes?
Hey, Hoover. It's famed chatter and Twitter user Juice Pouch Joe.
Yada, yada, yada.
And this isn't really a question, but I wanted to say that Hoover Smile has genuinely changed my life. I was like really lost before I found Hoover Smile. And it just like really set me on the right path. My entire family knows about Hoover Smile.
As they should.
Actually, when I showed it to them, I said that it was a guy that lived on the floor of my dorm building.
Oh.
And they believed me. Which okay. Was really, you know, really something. But then, you know, my mom, she says you have a little twinkle in your eye.
Oh my God, wait, this is the fucking person that said they like texted their mom a photo of me and then they're like, he has a twinkle in his eye. And I was like, that's the best compliment I've ever received.
And she was really happy that you liked that compliment.
I did.
I sent her your little Valentine's Day card that you had Hoover Smile on.
Oh my God.
And she also really liked that one. She's a big fan. My boyfriend knows about Hoover Smile.
Damn.
All my friends know about Hoover Smile. I constantly send the Twitch emote in my little messages. And I have a sticker on my laptop.
That's a good spot for it.
So, you know, it's just like,
what the fuck is going on?
I really want people to know, you know, that it can really change your life. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional.
Oh yeah, I get it.
And that it can have really positive effects on what you can do. And so I just want to say thank you.
Okay.
For what you've done for not only myself, but society and culture in general. I also have your coordinates.
Okay. Pausing it right there. You could have just ended it at a good 10 minute. You don't have to dox me at the end. I'm not going to listen any further because it could explode my PC, whatever. Got to move houses. But besides that, you know, I couldn't have expected that to possibly come through. It actually probably sounds like I like scripted to like play that long ass message just like sucking me off and be like, oh, Hoover Smile is so great. I just changed lives and mothers around the world can see the sparkle in my eye that I'm a great young man. But yeah. I genuinely did not expect that. Juice Pouch Show, thank you so much. And shout out to your mom. I still got that twinkle in my eye and I have it for her. Hit me up. Don't play with my heart. Yeah. Maite. That's how it says it in the name description. It's like shows like, oh, this is how you're supposed to say it. Whatever. Maite, what do you have to say for me?
I need advice on how to get bad bitches.
Mm.
Like, I want a big booty baddie Latina. Like, I need a bad bitch. But same. How do I get that? How do I get a bad bitch? Like, do I have to dress a certain way? Do I have to act a certain way? How would I get a bad bitch? You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And the thing is with me, right? I love Caliucci's to death. Not doing, like, if right now Caliucci's came up to me and was like, leave Cool Dog for me, I would have already packed my bags when she said leave. And, you know, I don't know if I could ever get her, but it is one of those things with bad bitches. Actually, I can't even be serious. Like, I don't have anyone in my life right now. I'm like, I'm a sniffling guy in a basement. I have terrible allergies. It's like constantly like on my mind. I'm like, oh, I have to fucking blow my nose. I have to sniffle again. And I don't want to do it in the microphone because now I'm on a podcast. But now I'm self-aware of it. And now I'm like doing that thing with my nose because I don't have a booger, but it's not like I need to adjust it. Okay. I'm getting off path. You just gotta put your heart on the line. Speak from your heart. I don't know. This one's from M.
I want a cat, but I'm allergic to cats. And my apartment is cats free. But it's also like smoke free. And we don't listen to that part.
Oh.
So, I mean. Anyway.
Okay. Well, great enthusiasm, M. I know you're very excited on getting a cat. I would just say, you know, find a new place and go for it. I don't even think that you could. I mean, you probably could just like get one right now. You'd probably be fine. But then what if you get kicked out? Whatever. I mean, I've been wanting another cat, like my own two cats for the longest time. Didn't get them when I was in Austin because I didn't want to have them like be with two or three. What was it? Three? We had two for a bit and then we had three. Three cats at one point and just get like a new cat and be like, hey, here's all these cats, but you're not gonna see them for like more than a year and then move or whatever with it. So I was like, I don't know, I'll probably get one when I have my own place. But if you have your own place, maybe this is where you're like, okay, well, let's get to the finisher. What should I do? I think you should wait and then the right moment will arise and you'll be able to have a cat and then it'll be great. Having to constantly, like, I feel like me, if I had to like constantly worry about like my landlord coming in and be like, oh, is there like a cat in here, whatever, I'd be kind of like on edge nonstop, not be able to sleep, stressed out of my mind. Not even necessarily about the fucking allergic part. I don't care about that. Like, I mean, I'm not exactly allergic to cats, but if I am around a cat I just met, I usually like start like getting a little bit, not red, but like, you know, I get a little itchy in the face or in the nose and I start sneezing a lot, but I don't die from it. It's just whatever. But yeah, get a cat when you can. Hopefully that helps. This one's called Help. Genuinely, this is ruining my life. I have no direction. 1 minute.
Basically, I revolved my entire life around this camp for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I spend God knows how much money. I have, like, a whole section of my room dedicated to it. That's, like, the clothes that I only wear, like, to camp. And, like I bought, like, a hammock for it. Whatever. It's a lot of shit. And I've revolved my entire life around it because it's, like, my number one home. Like, whatever, because I've been going for so long, it's my place.
Yeah.
Much more than my actual home, feels like.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
But I didn't get into camp this year.
Oh.
So I guess, like, how to cope with that, or, like, how to try to find kind of, like, that kind of security if you're not in a good... I don't fucking know.
hey, whoa, okay, I was like fully aware, like I was fully like down to help and be like, you know, this happens to people all the time. But then you start like doing like a sleeper agent hoover, that's just a little freaky. So yeah, I don't know if this is the reason why you're not in fucking camp. But honestly, in a real note, it is one of those things where, you know, I've had moments in my life where I'm like, this is everything in my life. And then that ends up not being everything in my life. And like shit changes. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, this is it. Like, this is peak life right now. And then life changes. Life moves on, whatever. And shit like that just happens. It sucks and you don't know how to deal with it, but I mean, there's always next year. I mean, you could go to camp next year, maybe. I don't know, if you're like banned. If you're not banned from camp, I mean, if you're banned for camp, I'd be like, what the hell? If you're not banned and you can't, and you do go next year, then whatever, problem solved. But if you can't go again for some reason, I mean, there's more to life than the camp. You know what I mean? Like, I get that it's your new home and that you're having a great time. I think that's a really good thing. And I think that's not something that, like, I'm just going to, like, keep joking about and be like, oh, that's fucking whatever. I joke around, but it is one of those things where, like, I've had places like that where, you know, not exactly home is my place where I'm like, you know, this is my home. But sometimes it's like I feel more at peace or I feel more at whatever when I'm at this place. And it's like those places can be really crucial in certain aspects of life where, you know, it might be tough at home or it might be tough wherever. And just having that one place to be able to go is a good thing to, you know, take off stress and shit like that. But, you know, it's also about life always changing and moving on and shit that you don't expect. Like we already, like I said earlier, unexpected, you can't expect. And so I hope you can find another place that can, you know, you can feel at peace. You know, maybe find another camp. Maybe there is another camp. Maybe there's another camp and it's even better than the first camp and you never even knew because the first camp, if you never been kicked out of the first camp, then you wouldn't have known. You wouldn't have known that the second camp was the best camp. And maybe there's even a better one at the third camp. So, you know, sometimes life just does shit like that. It just throws you a curveball and you don't know what to do. But maybe it's for a reason. Not to get, like, religious. I'm not even trying to get religious. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes the universe is crazy. It's got to sometimes take some signs. But, yeah. Chase Lupin.
If you were in a room that had no windows and no door out, mm-hmm. and it was just all concrete, and the only
Stop way imagining.
You could get out is if you killed Mr. Beast.
Okay, I don't know. Usually I thought it was one of those fucking things where it's like, imagine you're in a room, no windows, no doors, you can't get out. How do you get out? And it's like, you stop imagining. You're like, oh my God, I'm the fucking best person on planet Earth. But no, not that. But nice try. Zach.
Hey, Hoover and Oxel. What's up?
Okay, first of all, Oxel's not here in the hospital, back blown out. But I'll continue.
My name's Zach, and I was just wondering, how do you guys make, like, if you went to college, I'm not really sure, but
Oxel, how would he's you, old.
Like, go about making friends in college? Because this is my sophomore year, and I've had the hardest time in the fucking world trying to meet people. And I was wondering if you could give me some advice on what I should do. I've tried joining clubs.
I was about to fucking... I'm not even joking. I was going to say, join a club. I don't even take that advice. That's what the fucking counselors at my high school said to me when they were talking about, like, oh, you should come to the school. Join the clubs because then you can make friends. I didn't even do that shit. So I was about to give you advice I didn't even take, but continue.
And I've tried talking to people in class, but it usually falls flat. I don't know. I was just wondering. Love you guys. Hope you're doing well. Shout out. Cool dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mwah. Aw, thank you so much, Zach. I mean, yeah, it is one of those things that it's also very difficult for us to speak about where we find friends because, I mean, we are like humans or whatever the fuck, you know, oh, we're all the same. We're all the same person. But at least for me, it's like I fucking find new people because of like TikTok and Twitter and Twitch. So that I don't exactly even get like the normal of like, oh, I'm outside and I'm like at college meeting new people. You know what I mean? But I think it is one of those things where, you know, this is one of those things where it's like, what's your interest? And, you know, I was going to say clubs. Because, you know, if you got a club and you got a certain interest where you're like, I'm down with this thing. They got a club for it? I'm in. Then you can meet other people that are down with that thing that you're down with. And then you can become friends. But also, it doesn't have to be that. I think it's also kind of goes with like meeting new people or talking to people. It's like the compliment strat. I don't even do. I'm giving advice I don't even do, but I know it's better to fucking do than what I'm doing. So I'm just going to give it to you and you do it. And then I don't have to do anything. And then I'll feel better about myself because at least other people are doing the shit, right? Complimenting somebody on like something that you genuinely think is cool. Like you see a dude. I know it's going to sound gay, fellas, to compliment another guy. But you see another dude and you're like, what the hell? Is that a Hunter Hunter shirt? I love Hunter Hunter. What saga are you on? That's how you get the ball rolling, people. A simple thing like that. You can start talking about Hunter Hunter for days. It's a great anime. Whatever. Or maybe you see it's like, oh, you're a Michigan State fan for all the sports fans or whatever. Like, hey, you're a Michigan State fan? You've been watching the games? Something like that. Something to get the ball rolling and then maybe you can talk to them and maybe you can be friends with them. Dumb shit like that. You know what I mean? It's shit where it's like, it's weird. It's awkward in the moment. You don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I haven't done it. But I know to do it. And, you know, sometimes it's just a way to get the ball rolling. You know, you don't have to make your best friends for life by, you know, pointing out their shoes and being like, are those, I don't know, are those off-white? Did they even say that? I feel like I already said that. But, hey, are your shoes off-white? Yo, RIP Virgil. And then you're like talking about fashion. I don't fucking know. I don't know what kind of groups you're hanging around. Hopefully around good groups. But yeah. Definitely one of those things where like I can give advice that I haven't even done. But I think it's still one of those things where it could work. Just complimenting people. Being like, hey, that's cool. Seeing other people around with common interests. You don't have to compliment them. You just keep doing. Be like, that's pretty cool that you have that Hunter shirt. Then maybe you can feel more comfortable talking to them and be like, hey. What do you do in class? Whatever. Hopefully I don't sound like a fucking creep pervert for saying compliment somebody, but yeah, that's just something that I thought of. Maybe you could do. I don't know. I don't know why like I decided to be like, hey guys, you should send advice or not advice. Send me questions or problems that you have and I'll give you advice when like I can't even properly function as a human being right now. Also, the thing that's part of the problem is usually we have like a timer that shows us how long we've been doing this. I have no clue, but I think we'll probably do another couple. Lily, let's see what Lily has to say.
Hoover, 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 Hoover. Hey,
hey,
Hoover.
Hey. What is up? Okay. Well. Probably should listen to them next time, not gonna lie. I thought I could, like, you know, I generally thought I could just, like, listen to them and I could kind of predict which ones are going to be jokey ones and which ones are going to be real, but I can't. I generally can't. I mean, there's one that's called Pee Pee Poo Poo My Diapy. It's 24 seconds. Do I even click it? Oh, fuck, I don't click it.
Oh, okay. I didn't expect to have to speak. But
I just said, in the tweets and everything, I said, leave me a voice message. Like, you gotta leave a voice message. But, continue.
You said you were gonna give me advice, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
give advice.
So I really like this boy.
Ooh!
This boy really likes me. Now what?
Dox him on 4chan. That's the only thing to do from there. No, I don't know. Like, talk about it. If you both fucking know that you like each other, just be like, hey, hey. Do the Ted Nivison voice. Go, hey. And then, say, do you like me? Or am I like you back? And then, goes from there. Okay, this one's coming in from Himanshi.
Hey, my name's Himanshi. Here's my question to you, Hoover.
Okay.
Out of all the people that I'm about to list, who would be your dream blunt rotation?
Ooh.
So there's Elon Musk,
fuck
Kim
him.
Taehyung from BTS, Ice Spice,
yes.
Gandhi,
yeah,
Boots,
no.
George Washington.
Boots? Hold on, what?
Gandhi, Boots.
Boots like from Boots and Dora?
George Washington. Or Manny Delgado from Modern Family. Please pick at least three.
Three?
Choose wisely.
Okay, Boots, Manny, Ice Spice. Bump rotation. Anonymous.
Hey, Hoover.
Yeah. Okay, whoa. Dude, I don't know if I want to listen to that one. I don't know if I'm going to listen to that one. You sound like, I hope to God that's Matt Watson. You sound like Matt Watson. I don't know if I want to listen to that anymore. That's only been 2 seconds and I'm scared. Moving on. Moving on. Sarah, what do you got to say?
So, if you could, well, I guess, okay, if you had to fight one animal in the world that you think that you'd actually win, mm-hmm. like, legitimately, like, what would it be?
Like, one animal right now? I've talked about how I would fucking pick up, and I don't advise of any harm of animals. I love all animals, and I realistically, like, 99.9999% of the time would never do this. But if it was a life or death situation, life or death, and there's a fucking goose across from me, I'm picking up its neck and I'm using it as a fucking baseball bat and I'm chucking it around and throwing it as far as I possibly can. Because fuck geese, they're evil. I've hated them since I'm a kid. Since I was a kid. They're not good. They're not like... Ducks are good. Ducks are cool. Geese are just evil. Like, they're like derpy and goose game, whatever. But duck game's the better game anyways, so... What does that say? What does that say? I'm fighting the fucking goose, and I'm winning. Mac.
Hey.
Okay.
What do you do to pull yourself out of a funk of unmotivation and Ooh. Inspire yourself to use your time more wisely? And yeah, I hope you're well. And yo, congrats on the promotion from co-host. Big stuff.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. Bye, 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 bye.
Thank you so much, guys. You know, a lot of people need to take recognition for the fact that now I'm the main co-host. I mean, host. Co-host. I definitely need Oxel back, but, you know, it's fun being the host for now. And, yeah. How I get myself out of a funk of unmotivation. It usually is one of those things where, I mean, like, with my experiences, because we are, like, content creator people, you know, I like watching old videos and, like, I love the fucking Core 4 Clips account and, like, all the other fucking TikTok Clips account, the, like, post clips of, like, me or me and my friends or just my friends. I don't even care what it is. If it's stuff, like, involving my group of friends, I'm always going to, like, watch it and, like, shit like that is just fun to look back at and be like, oh, you know, I am funny. We are funny. We do good content. And kind of like re-motivating myself to be like, listen, I know that this is a fucking weird ass thing. You know, not exactly even a job at this rate because, you know, I'm not really streaming a whole lot. But it's still crazy to be in the position that I'm in right now. And I'm very grateful. But, you know, it is one of those things where sometimes I get unmotivated or depressed or off track. And it's like, I think one of those things is, you know, what rewatching the old videos, but also just kind of giving like yourself like a mental check. Like, what do you want to do? Like, what would make you feel good right now? Like, maybe it's, okay, right now I need to get a cigarette and maybe you want that cigarette. I'm probably going to be like, maybe I want to smoke. Whatever. But realistically, it's like maybe the thing is I want to finish this project so I know it's done. And then you just got to go from that moment and just do it. That's what you have to really do. I mean, it's going to sound like I'm fucking Shia LaBeouf. I don't know. That's not even his fucking voice. Whatever. You just got to do it. And it's like, that's the thing that my mom always says is like, oh, you just got to do it. Like, I'm the person who sits there and thinks of the idea and I can think of the entire thing that I want to do. But if I'm not going to sit down and actually do it, then it's never going to be done. And sometimes I realize that I just can't wait for my motivation to get back. Sometimes I just need to do it to get the gas pumping again. You know what I mean? Because shit happens. Sometimes you're not going to have motivation in the future. You might not have exactly all that you need to get remotivated. So sometimes it's like, you know, it's like you're pulling like the fucking lawnmower thing where you're like pulling it and you're like revving it up. Sometimes you just gotta do that and you just gotta do it, because then Then the lawnmower starts fucking chopping down grass and shit. I don't know. And yeah, hopefully that helps. This one's from Stonepaw.
Stonepaw.
Okay, thank you, Stonepaw. This next one's from Dee Dee Sparkles.
Okay, I feel like I'm going crazy. None of my friends have, like, experienced this, but I just want to see if you have.
Because
I feel like I need someone to tell me that they have also experienced this.
Okay.
So, like, have you ever had a dream that you would you want that you, you add, you do?
You know, the thing is, like, I actually, unironically, was, like, fully there. And I was like, okay, hopefully I had this experience to be in the moment. And then you fucking do that shit on me. I love Adam Sandler 29.
Hey, you ever see Murder Mystery on Netflix? It's
a- okay, well, no, I haven't. Weird as hell. Weird as hell. Who are these people? They're our fucking viewers. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ronnie.
I know you said, like, ask for advice, but I just want to say I'm a bit gay. Well, I'm
Next. Lils.
If you could live with one, like, fictional character, which one would it be?
Ooh.
Let's not be silly and say, like, fucking Big Bird, because that would be taking the piss. Because he's
okay, I don't want to take the piss.
Fit in your fucking house.
Oh.
Anyways, bye.
Okay, not fucking Big Bird, because I'm be taking the piss. Okay, then I won't have fucking Big Bird. Snoopy would be cool. Snoopy would be chill. Garfield, like a normal animal. That's already kind of cool. Garfield would be dope. It's a big fat orange cat laying around that likes lasagna and talks like this. Or, I mean, what other fucking animals? Was it even like person? I think it was person or creature or character. I don't know why I immediately just went to like pet. What's a pet? Hold on.
You could live with one like fictional character.
Yeah, it was character. I don't know why I got this idea like it had to be a pet. Oh my God. Fictional character. God, that's tough. I'm trying to think about, like, who would bring, like, the best shit to the table. Because, like, okay. Could I get somebody that's really cool who would, like, have infinite money and then, like, be super cool? I don't know. Maybe, like, the first thing that popped in my brain was, like, Jake the Dog. I feel like Jake the Dog is, like, the perfect, cool little, like, roommate to have. He's just, like, there. He's, like, making pancakes in the morning. He's chill. He's there to talk to you. He's down to smoke. I feel like Jake the Dog is the kind of dog that's down to smoke. If you're picking up what I'm putting down. I think Jake the Dog. Like, I don't even watch Adventure Time like that. I think Jake... He'd be cool. Chowder. Actually, the thing is with Chowder, it's like, I love Chowder, but like if I live with Chowder, then it's like, what am I doing? Probably want to live with Chowder, but it's a funny universe. Jerma, because he's not even real. No, honestly, like, those, I think I gave some pretty good answers. Like, Garfield or Snoopy or like any Heathcliff. Shout out Heathcliff. Real ones know Heathcliff. Or, oh my God, dude. Gumby. I would love to live with Gumby. If I live with Gumby, just had like a little green guy running around. I could pick him up, put him in my hand, and be like, hey guys, it's me, Gumby. I don't even know what Gumby sounds like. I would watch Gumby like that. I just like the character model. But yeah, Gumby. Shout out Gumby. The great Gumby. The very, very great Gumby. This one says Hoover with a heart, and it's 30 seconds long.
Hoover!
Okay. My advice to you, get some singing lessons. No, I'll actually listen. Is there actually something after this, or are you just going to be singing at me?
Hoover!
Okay, it's more singing.
Hoover!
Okay, Okay.
Hoover.
Can I skip ahead?
Hoover. 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 Hoover.
Okay. I like sped it up by times two, and it's still that. Okay. Ingrid goes west in the chat. What did it say?
I was just wondering if you'd ever do another Minecraft server, because Mason's Minecraft server genuinely changed my life, and I need to see that again. So please do that.
The thing is like cool dog craft, cool dog craft, dog craft, cool dog craft. I don't even know what the fuck the series is called. Our little Minecraft series that we had. I mean, we could bring it back. We've talked about like possibly bringing it back. It is just one of those things where I think, I mean, right now the snapshot's out, where you can have like all the new shit. But I think once the next update, and I'm pretty sure we said this last time too, when the next update comes out, like the big one again, and it's official, I think that's when that'll be the best chance of us getting a Minecraft server. Because right now it's like, I mean, nobody's really doing anything. Everyone's kind of back home, but it's still one of those things where I don't know if I can really like commit that much time to Minecraft. Like I could fuck around, do parkour, do whatever. But if I did it like as like a series right now, I don't know what to fucking build. Like I would need some new shit like this. I need the signs. Oh my God. The signs would be dope. The warden would be fucking weird. I don't know. So maybe once the new update comes through, maybe then we'll bring it back. But that's not even like locking anything. I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. And yeah. Hopefully we have one. If not, then just watch our other shit. It's funnier and cooler and we keep expanding, man. You know, we'll end it with one last one. This is the first entry that we got. First person that ever submitted any voice note to the Hoover Help hotline. What's it gonna be?
Hi, I actually have a couple questions.
Oh my God.
I wanted to know, first off, your credit card number.
Okay.
Also, like your social security number. Okay. Your name, the name of your first pet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like it would help if you could give me like, I don't know, like if you turn your credit card around, there should be like a 3-digit security code and maybe like an expiration date. But yeah, like I'm a big fan, so if you could answer my questions, that would be.
No. No, 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 no. No. Just fucking no. Next time, if I ever have to do this shit again, send some better questions. Send them and make it serious, okay? I don't know why everyone gets this idea that I can just joke around and that we're not going to have a serious environment here. Oxel is in the hospital, people. His back got blown out and you're making jokes and it's just, I don't get it. Sorry, I just... The whole episode I've been thinking about him and how he's in the hospital right now and he's just probably got a lot of back pain and I don't know how he got his back broken like that. It's just crazy that shit like that happens, man. Life comes at you so fast. Come at him. It came at him. Came on him. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching this episode of Cool Dog. What a fucking episode. I don't even know, like, how long this is or, like, how much this is going to be edited because I'm the one editing this podcast, too. But next podcast will be me and Oxel with Ryan McGee and Matt Watson from Super Mega. So, all right, I think it should be. And then after that, it should be maybe a Cool Dog vlog. Keep your eyes peeled. Spin the wheel of mythicality. What else? And, yeah, leave a comment. Just leave a comment being silly. I don't know, like, be silly in the comment section. Be cool. And, yeah. See you all next week with a new episode. Bye-bye.